It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
Good evening, Saluki fans, and welcome back for another great night for Red Hill Saluki basketball. Tonight I am by myself as Rob McKinley is feeling under the weather, so I'm going to do my best, so bear with me. I'm Ryan Seed. Red Hill Salukis are taking on the Edwards County Lions here tonight in the Linda Oxby Gymnasium. Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richard Memorial Hospital. Well, it's going to be a pretty good game tonight. Some names that I've called from whenever I was in college, Cade Schnicker, Camden Calgar, Marty Schmittler, Ty Schmittler, Andrew Rochamel, or Rochamel, I'm not quite sure, I can't remember which way it is, but all these boys have been phenomenal players throughout the years, and from what I recall, they are very, very good players, so it's going to be a tight game here tonight, a lot of height out there, and a little bit of a size difference, it looks like. Nathan Worth's going to have his hands full down there in the paint. Number 54, Hunter Mabry. He is a 6-foot senior. He's probably about 220, 225, it looks like. So Nathan's going to have his hands full down there, him or Drake, and it's not going to be easy on defense. So it's going to be rough both ways. It looks like they got some shooters out there as they were warming up here before the game, and it's just going to be a long and tough game, but the Edwards County Lions come into this game with a record of 12-13. Salukis come in at 20-8. So not quite 500 for the Lions, but they're looking to get that 500 win. And the Salukis just looking to extend their win streak here to 21 games. And they've got one more regular season game before regionals next week. First regional game will be at Mount Carmel. I believe it's at 6 o'clock. I'll double check that, but they will be facing, once again for the third time this season, the Lawrenceville Indians, and it'll be a dogfight both ways. And if you were at the last game, you know how that went, and the Salukis came out on top. They've come out on top both times they played Lawrenceville, and it was only by 3 or 4 points each time, so it'll be a good game. And the start time, as I'm looking, Wednesday, February 20th at Mount Carmel will be at 7 p.m., and Steve and Bill Richardson will be calling that game, and hopefully the Salukis will come out on top, and we will be back next Friday, and we will play the winner of the Mount Carmel game. Mount Carmel will be waiting on Albion and Flora to play to see who Red Hill, if they win, will play on that Friday. We got about 7 minutes till game time, so I'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the addition of a certified nurse midwife to our medical staff. Stephanie Gordon has been a midwife since 2015 and is excited to begin taking care of patients in the Richland and surrounding areas. Stephanie can care for women during all stages of life, including birth control management, prenatal and postnatal care, hormone replacement therapy, and regular well women exams. To make an appointment with Stephanie, call the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Attention, Lazy 8 Body Shop, interrupting for an important announcement. In the event of a collision, it is important to remember that your insurance provider does not own your vehicle. Don't let them choose a shop to do the work on your car. It's your choice. Choose a shop that has your best interests in mind. Lazy 8 Body Shop, Route 50, west of Sumner. Google us. Yes, I said Google Lazy 8 Body Shop, Sumner. It's your car and your choice. Lazy 8 Body Shop. Quality leaves no regrets.
That was a word from our pregame sponsors, Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Looking out here on the floor, it, like I said before, it's going to be a tough matchup for the Red Hill Salukis, but coming out of the gate, they've got Connor McKinney, Parker Haviland, Drew Moore. They're all phenomenal from around the three-point range, and Nathan Worth even gets out there. We haven't seen him shoot too many threes here recently, but whenever he's got a nice open shot and feels comfortable, he really pulls up, and he can put them down. But the first game, the JV, they lost to the Edwards County Lions 39-31. It was a good back-and-forth game, but just weren't able to close that gap on Edwards County. It was all tied up 12-12 at the end of the first half, and just Edwards County just came out and started pulling away and was hitting a lot of shots and driving the paint and getting some good calls called their way. But I mean, it was a good game back and forth. And what's really surprised me is Andrew Maxfield. He is only a freshman, I believe, a 6'3 freshman. He was pulling up from 3-point range and just carrying them left and right. I believe he went 2 of 5, 3 of 5 in that game, but they were just unable to drive the paint and put a body on somebody to draw some fouls and have a chance at some free throws. And they did miss a few here and there, but it was a tough game for the JV Red Hill Salukis, and they played their hearts out. They left it all out there, and it was just a good game back and forth. But the Edwards County Lions coming in at 12-13, you can't really judge a team on their record. So anything could happen. Salukis coming in at 20-8 here at the Linda Oxby Gym, and Salukis tonight in their road blue uniforms, red letters and numbers trimmed in white. Edwards County Lions are in their white uniforms with red letters and numbers trimmed in black. So it'd be easy to tell apart their jerseys, unlike it is in football. It's kind of tough. Red Hill's got their away jerseys are pretty easy to tell the difference, but some of those home jerseys, it's just hard to see a number. We're just a few minutes away. We'll take another quick commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Tonight's pregame show is brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We're just moments away from starting lineup and tip-off time. Both teams are back out on the floor and warming up. Some key points for tonight's game is probably what Red Hill usually does, really driving the lane, penetrating in deep, and really working it down to Nathan Worth and Drake Allen. But like I said, they're gonna have some trouble down there with Hunter Mabry, number 54. He is a 6-foot senior, along with number 42, Marty Schmittler. He is a 6'2" senior. So it's gonna be tough either way, but it's gonna be a good game tonight. Look for the Salukis really to spread them out and just move the ball like they've been doing and play Saluki basketball. That's all they can really do. pregame is about over here, so I'll go ahead and send it back to the studio. Pregame tonight was brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We'll be right back after this commercial break with starting lineup and tip-off time. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hi, this is Nathan Utley, Ag Lending Officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion. National FFA Week is February 17th through the 24th. We couldn't be more proud of the leadership, growth, and success in the agricultural projects and community service that our FFA members provide. Our future looks bright with these agricultural leaders of tomorrow. Please join Citizens National Bank in recognizing and congratulating our area FFA chapters.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
Good evening, Saluki fans, and welcome back. I'm Ryan Seed here tonight. Rob McKinley is out on sick. He is sick tonight, so just doing a loner tonight, my first one. So hopefully he's getting to feeling better, and we'll be back Friday night for the game at Flora. Tonight's starting lineup, starting with the Red Hill Salukis. Starting number 10, Parker Havel. Number 14, Connor McKinney. Number 20, Nathan Worth. Number 23, Drew Moore, and number 40, Drake Allen. Head coach for the Red Hill Salukis is Brian Havel. Salukis coming into this game at 20-8 and looking to pull away a little bit more before regional play. They have one more regular season game after this. It is at Flora on Friday night. And that should be a very good game, too. They have already faced Flora at least once or twice so far, I believe. And now the starting lineup for the Edwards County Lions. Number 21, Cade Schnicker. Number 30, Camden Cowger. Number 24, Justin Wallace. Number 42, Marty Schmittler. And number 54, Hunter Mabry. Head coach of the Edwards County Lions is Russ Gerlach. Lions coming into this game at 12-13. Red Hill Salukis playing here in Edwards County here at the Linda Oxby Gymnasium. Pretty good sized crowd. The Salukis brought a lot of fans with them. Edwards County representing their home team. Their home side pretty well packed over there, and the band up on the stage. Band's pretty good. One of the better ones I've heard. In a while, that is. I usually, if I'm not coming to games to broadcast and I come to a game, I usually like to listen to the pep band, and that's what makes it interesting. Tonight's pregame show was brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Just moments away from tip-off time. Tipping off for the Red Hill Salukis, as always, Nathan Worth. And for the Edwards County Lions, number 24, Justin Wallace. Salukis going right to left on your radio dial. Edwards County Lions left to right. And tip-off goes back to number 42, Marty Schmittler. And he pulls up for three. No good. And on the putback is Justin Wallace. Drew Moore gets bringing it up before it gets across the timeline. Passes off to Drake Allen. Allen passing off to McKinney. He jump steps and called for a travel. It will go the other way. Lions get out to an early lead, 2-0. Here in the first quarter, Saluki's putting on full court pressure. Schnicker passes inside to Wallace. Wallace out to Schmittler. Schmittler back up top to Schnicker. Schnicker dribbling right side to Wallace. Wallace up top to Mabry. Mabry goes left side there to Calger. Calger back down low to Mabry. Mabry guarded there by Worth. Passes back up to Schmittler. Schmittler gets it to Calger. Saluki's in a man-to-man defense here. Schnicker passes to Schmittler. They swing it around to Schnicker. Schnicker is going to dribble back out, get it up top to Schmittler. Schmittler right side to Calger. Calger looking down low, gets it to Wallace. Wallace dribbling against Nathan Worth. Tried to pass it in the corner, tipped by Havel. Schnicker picks it up, throws it up, floater, up and in. McKinney brings it up the floor this time, passes right side to Moore. Moore looking inside for an open man, drives the lane. Jump stops, pulls up from the free throw line, no good on the shot. Mabry gets the rebound, outlets to Calger. Calger goes right side. Gets it to Schnicker. Schnicker up to Schmittler. Swings it around to Wallace. Pulls up for three. No good. Havel gets the rebound. He's going to get it up the floor quickly. Goes right side. Jump stops inside the three-point line. No good. And Havel tried to go back for the basketball into the hands of Moore. And McKinney pulls up for three. No good. McKinney gets the tip out into the three-point range. Passes off to Moore. Moore goes left side to Allen. Allen dribbling into the lane, working in between the two big guys, up and in for two. Allen with the first 2 points for the Salukis on the night. Schnicker passes left side to Calger, trying to break this full court press here. Back to Schnicker. Calger gets it across the timeline. Salukis fall back into man-to-man. Wallace in the corner, back up top to Schnicker. Pulls up for three, no good, off the mark. Schmittler gets the rebound, passes back to Schnicker, pump fakes and called for the travel. Quick turnover there by the Edwards County Lions. 5:32 to go here on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lions lead it 4-2 here in the first quarter. McKinney brings it up the floor, gets the left side to Moore. Moore gets the screen from Allen. Cross-court pass to Havel, pulls up for three, off the mark, no good. Ball comes away to Calger. Calger quickly getting it up the floor. Nathan Worth tips it away. Calger comes flying in to get it back, though. Brings it back out, resets the offense. Guarded there by McKinney, passes right side to Wallace. Wallace pump fakes, passes off to Mabry. Mabry throws it away, but Wallace picks it back up. Wallace picked up his dribble, goes down low to Mabry. Mabry pump fakes, double clutches, missed it, and got his own rebound. Tried to go cross-court, but McKinney stepped right in front of it. Gets the steal. Going up court, gets the left side to Havel for three. No good off the mark. Moore gets the rebound. Back up top to McKinney. He's going to reset the offense here. Shake up the lines a little bit here at Linda Oxby Gymnasium. Right side to Worth. Worth dribbles inside, gets it to Allen on the cross-court pass. Allen's going to dribble in against Schmittler. Goes left side, spin move. Floater, no good. Mabry gets the rebound. Hands it off to Schnicker. Schnicker bringing it across the timeline, cross court to Wallace. Wallace in the corner, gets it back up top to Calger. Calger right side to Schnicker, tipped away by Havel and out of bounds. It will stay Lion basketball. Saluki's doing a good job here on defense, shutting down the Lions so far, holding them to a 2-point lead. Saluki's down 4-2. It is Lion basketball underneath their own basket. Wallace takes it out, gets it into Mabry. Back to Wallace. He's going to pull it for three. Got it to fall. Justin Wallace with his first three on the night. Drew Moore brings the ball up the court, goes right side, passes left to Allen. Allen back to McKinney up top. Passes off to Havel, doing a little three-man weave here. Drew Moore jump stops, passes cross court to Allen. He's going to dribble left, pass out to McKinney. Kenny's going to back it back out near the volleyball line. Pass it inside to Drew Moore. Dribbles in, pulls up from a five-footer. No good. Schmittler jumps up, gets the rebound. Outlets to Calger. Cowger gets it across the timeline to Wallace on the left side. Back up top to Schmittler. Pump fakes. He's going to drive right side into the lane. Right to the basket. No good. Nathan Worth jumps up, gets the rebound. Alice Drew Moore. Moore quickly getting it up court on the breakaway. Passes out to McKinney from the corner. Buries the three. Connor McKinney hits his first three of the night. Bringing the score 7-5. Saluki staying within two. Schnicker passes out to Wallace. Wallace for another three. No good. Moore on the rebound, getting it up court. He jump stops at the free throw line, pulls up, no good. Allen gets the rebound, hands it off to Havel for three, buries it. Back-to-back threes, Havel and McKinney. Salukis take their first lead of the night, 8-7 here in the first quarter, 2:50 to go. Schnicker trying to beat this full court press, trapped in the corner just across the timeline. Gets it down low to Mabry. Mabry goes up strong, no good. Wallace tried to get the put back, no good. And stolen away there by Parker Havel. Havel's going to get the ball at the court quickly into the corner to McKinney. Pulls up for three, no good. Allen with the rebound. Passes out to Havel. He's going to try for another. Got it to go. Back-to-back threes for Parker Havel. Salukis starting to heat up here as they pull away 11-7 with 2:18 to go. Cowger trying to beat the press. Gets it across court to Schnicker. Schnicker goes down low to Schmittler. Schmittler goes up strong and in. Marty Schmittler with his first 2 points of the night. Brings it back into a two-point lead. 1:57 to go. Connor McKinney brings it across the timeline. Gets it inside to Worth. Worth working down low to Moore. Back out to Worth. He's going to pull up for three. No good. Off the mark. Cowger gets the rebound. He's going to slow it up, get it across the timeline to Schnicker. Schnicker trying to drive the lane against Havel. Stolen away by Parker. Gets it up court to McKinney. Saved it from going out of bounds. And Cowger taps it away and out of bounds. It will stay Red Hill Saluki basketball. As Hunter Mabry checks out, checking in for him is number 45, Andrew Rochamel. I believe it is Rochamel. I don't know. It'll go back and forth all night. Parker Havel inbounds the ball to Drew Moore. Almost got it stolen away there, but Moore pulls up from the free throw line. No good. Schnicker gets the rebound, gets it up court quickly, goes left side, swings it around to Cowger. Cowger drives baseline, shut down by McKinney. Goes back up top to Rotrammel. Rotrammel hands it off to Schnicker. Schnicker's going to hand it off to Cowger, who's going to reset the offense here. Passes off to Schmittler. Schmittler gets it inside to Rotrammel, and Havel tips it out of bounds as Wallace was underneath the basket getting ready to get the pass. So it will be Lion basketball underneath their own basket with 1:04 to go. Schmittler gets the inbound. Wallace cross-court pass to Cowger. Down low to Schmittler. Schmittler goes up strong and puts it up for two. Ties it all up here, 11-all, with just under a minute of play left to go. Havel brings the ball up court, slowing it down out near the volleyball line. Passes off to Allen. Allen hands off to Moore. Moore drives the lane, tipped away, stolen by Cowger. Cowger is going to bring it up slowly now. Pass left side to Wallace. Wallace up top to Cowger. Cowger is going to pull up, contested, no good on the three. Allen gets the rebound. He's going to bring it up this time, just under 30 seconds to go. Passes off to Worth. Worth goes to the basket, puts a floater, no good. And a foul called. It will be on Nathan Worth as he was going up for the rebound. He will be called for over the back. That is his first foul, team's first, and first of the game. Saluki's put on a full court press with 20 seconds to go. Cowger guarded by McKinney the whole way up. Passes left side to Schnicker. Schnicker down low to Schmittler. Schmittler guarded by Havel goes right to the basket and up and in. Moore brings the ball up the court with 5 seconds. Dribbles left side. He's going to drive the lane. Pass off to Allen. Allen goes up strong. No good as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lions finish the first quarter leading 13-11. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
The largest country music library in the Wabash Valley. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
So the Keys start out the second quarter with the basketball. Drew Moore at the top of the key. Passes right side to Worth. Passes it back to Moore. Right side to Havel. Havel's going to drive in the lane. Pull it from the free throw line. Got it to fall. Havel gets it all tied up here at the start of the second quarter. 13 all. Schnicker drives the lane. Puts it up. No good. Nathan Worth on the rebound. Outlets to Allen. Allen bringing it up court quickly. Holds back. Drives the lane. Passes out to Havel from the corner. No good. Off the front of the rim. Rotrammel gets the rebound quickly up to Schnicker. Schnicker holds it up on the left wing, passes back to Calgary. He's going to reset the offense. Hands it off to Wallace. Wallace cross court to Schnicker. Salicki still in a man-to-man defense. Schnicker looking low for Rotrammel. Flashing. Hands it off to Schmittler. Schmittler drives the lane, backs it back out into the corner. Tipped away. Calgary gets it in his hand, gets control of it though. Calgary guarded by McKinney, passes right side to Schnicker, almost went out of bounds, and Allen steals it away. Going coast to coast, up and in for two. Allen gets his second basket of the night. Calgary walks it across the timeline. Salukis lead at 15-13 with 6:35 to go here in the first half. Calgary passes left side to Rotremel. Allen jumps up and taps it out of bounds. It will stay Edwards County Lion basketball. Schmittler will inbound the ball for the Lions. Gets it in to Calgary. Calgary dribbling out near midcourt. Calls in a play. Goes left side to Wallace. Wallace gets a screen from Schmittler. Shut down, going baseline. Back up top to Schmittler. Schmittler pulls up from the left wing and buries the three. Marty Schmittler with his first three on the night. Moore brings it across the timeline, dribbling out near the volleyball line. Goes right side, hands it off to McKinney. Looks like they're going to run a three-man weave here. Havel drives in, passes out to Moore. Moore dribbles inside, passes out to Havel. Havel for three! No good, off the mark. Wallace jumps up, gets the rebound, hands it off to Schnicker. Schnicker gets it up court to Schmittler. Schmittler back to Schnicker, looking inside. Tried to go down low to Rotrammel and threw it out of bounds. It will be Red Hill Saluki basketball. Moore gets it into McKinney. He's going to walk it up the floor with 5:40 to go here. Lions lead it 16-15. Took that one-point lead back. Moore passes cross-court to Worth. Into the corner to Havel. Havel's going to go baseline. Puts it up and in off the glass. Schnicker getting it up court. Double team, though, and Drew. Looks like they're going to call it on Drew Moore, I believe. That is Drew Moore's first foul. Team second on the night. And game second. Looks like there's a timeout on the floor. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We'll take it too. It's a 30. Lions lead it. Salukis lead at 17-16. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraer Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraer Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go teams.
Back 16-16 here at Linda Oxby Gymnasium against the Edwards County Lions. Calgary brings it across the timeline. looking to go left side, gets it to Schmittler. Schmittler looking low, gets it down low to Wallace, and Drew Moore will pick up his second foul just like that. Schmittler was passing it down to Wallace, and he reached around. Wallace stands at 6'5", and Drew Moore is only 5'11", so a little bit of a size difference there as he's trying to make up for it. Wallace goes down low, blocked there by Wirth, blocked again on the foot back, goes back up and gets it to go. Justin Wallace puts two more on the board, lead changing back and forth. McKinney goes left side to Havel. Havel trying to go baseline, shut down by Schnicker, gets it up top, swings it around to Allen. Allen driving against Schmittler, hands it off to Havel. Havel over to Moore on the left wing, goes cross court to McKinney. McKinney into the corner to Wirth. Wirth back up top to Havel. Flashing across. He's going to reset the offense here. Goes into the corner to McKinney. Step back. Going to pass it off to Havel. Driving. Havel passes to McKinney. Step back. Pulls up for three. No good. Ball tipped around. And they're going to say it was last touch by Allen. But it looked like it was last touch by Schnicker. But they're going to say it's Lion basketball. Schnicker looked like he was smiling down there, thinking, yeah, I touched it last, but ref's call goes. Calgar goes left side to Schnicker. Schnicker into the corner to Schmittler. Schmittler getting it back up top. Schnicker cross-court pass to Calgar, down low to Wallace. Wallace picked up there by McKinney. Looks like they're in a 1-3-1. Schnicker for three, no good. Schmittler gets the rebound, put back, no good. Schmittler gets his own rebound, put back is good. Marty Schmittler gets them a three-point lead, 20-17, with 3:45 to go. McKinney goes left side to Moore. Moore dribbles off the screen from Allen, drives the lane, and is fouled on his way to the basket. He will go to the line to shoot two free throws. Foul goes against number 45, Andrew Rotrammel. His first, team first. Drew Moore at the line for the first time for the Salukis here. First one is good. 20-18, the score on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 3:41 to go. Tonight's game is brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Carl Richmond Memorial Hospital, and Lawrence County Health Department. As he makes them both, gets it within one, 20-19. His first points of the game. Calgar dribbles across, almost tipped away there by Havel. Schnicker back and forth with Calgar, down low to Wallace. Wallace inside to Rotrammel. Rotrammel goes up and is fouled on his way up. He will go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against number 10, Parker Havel. His first, team third. Fourth. 3:28 to go. Lions lead it 20-19 with Rotrammel at the line. First one, no good off the front of the rim. So far tonight, there's only been one substitution, and that's Andrew Rotrammel, who came in for Hunter Mabry early in the first quarter. Second free throw missed, tipped around into the hands of Allen. Allen dribbles, throws it off to Moore for losing his footing, throws it away into the hands of Schmittler. Schmittler bringing it across court, is going to slow it down, get it to Calgar. Calgar goes right side to Schnicker, pump fakes against this 1-3-1 defense, goes right side to Wallace. Back up top, trying to work it, work this Red Hill Saluki zone. Cross court pass to Calgar. Calgar back to Schnicker. Drives right side. Trying to move the ball around here. It looks like Calgar is going to pull it for three and buries it. Camden Calgar with his first points of the night with a three, 23-19. The score in favor of the Lions. McKinney passes left side to Allen. Allen looking down low to Wirth, wide open, puts it up and in off the glass. Nathan Wirth gets on the board with a field goal. Calgar brings it across the line, goes cross court to Schnicker, back and forth between Schnicker and Calgar, trying to work this 1-3-1. Schnicker into the corner to Schmittler. Schmittler cross court pass to Calgar. Calgar goes left side, pulls up from the right wing, no good. Havel gets the rebound, quickly getting it up court, drives the lane into some traffic, and a foul called. Referee's going to talk it over whether he was shooting or not. Foul goes against number 21, that is Cade Schnicker, his first, team second. And Havel is at the line to shoot two here. Havel's first time at the line tonight. Saluki's second. Havel's first one on the way. Off the front of the rim, no good. Checking into the game as Drew Moore takes a seat is Cameron Ray. First Saluki off the bench. Second free throw, got it to fall. Schnicker will dribble it up the court slowly with 2:05 to go. Gets it across the timeline. Jump stops, passes right side to Wallace. Wallace passes inside to Rotremel, off to Schmittler. Back to Wallace. Wallace up top to Schnicker. Pump fakes, drives inside the lane, loses control. Ray picks it up quickly up court to Havel. Havel puts it up, no good. Allen comes in for the rebound, loses it, and Calgar gets control of it. Going coast to coast, passes off to Schmittler. Schmittler going up, no good. And Ray picks up the rebound, passes off to Allen. Allen drives, puts it up and in off the glass. Drake Allen with two more. 23-24 in favor of the Salukis with 1:23 to go here in the first half. Calgary picks up his dribble but gets it across to Schnicker. Schnicker trying to dribble around, and Schnicker is called for the charge. Cade Schnicker picks up his second foul, team's third. And Coach Gerlach not happy about that. Schnicker is going to go to the bench. Checking in for him is number 13, Jordan Brock. First time off the bench tonight so far. 1:10 to go here in the first half. Ray with it. Gets it up top to Allen. Allen dribbles left side. Passes off to McKinney. McKinney goes cross court to Havel. Havel dribbling inside. Drives the lane. Puts it up. No good, but fouled on his way up. Havel will go to the line for the second time and shoot two more. Foul goes against number 13, Jordan Brock. Right off the bench. Picks up his first foul. Team's fourth. Havel at the line to shoot two more. First one, no good. Saluki so far are 3 of 5 at the line. Drew Moore hitting both of his earlier. Tonight's game brought to you by Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, and KZ State Bank. Parker Havel hits the second one. Went 1 of 2 that time at the line. Just under a minute play left to go here in the first half. Brock with it out near the volleyball line. Swings it into the corner to Wallace, back up top to Brock. Brock gets it inside to Rotremel, swings it to Calgar, into the corner to Schmittler. Trying to waste some clock here, 40 seconds to go. Brock down low to Wallace. Wallace, cross-court pass to Calgar, dribbles inside. Rotremel dumps it down low to Wallace. Wallace goes up strong and puts it in. Saluki's going to walk it up. McKinney's going to walk it up the floor. All tied up here, 25 all with 20 seconds to go here in the first half. McKinney dribbling out near the timeline. Lions content with letting the clock run down, and Saluki's taking the final shot. 10 seconds to go. Passes off to Havel. Havel dribbling out near midcourt. 5 seconds to go. Makes his move. Drives the lane. Puts it up. No good. Ball comes away and out of bounds. Last touch by the Lions with 0.1 second to go. So it'll be Saluki basketball with 0.1 second. Almost just enough time to get it in and tip it up. McKinney will inbound it, gets it into Allen. No shot will be put up, though, as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Saluki's going to the halftime, all tied up, 25 all. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It.
Support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Welcome back, Salukis fans, here at halftime at Linda Oxby Gymnasium, where the Red Hill Salukis are all tied up here with the Edwards County Lions at 25-all. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Some halftime festivities going on, some half-court shots it looks like. Doesn't look like anybody's made it just quite yet, but pep band going too. It's all fun. Now to take a look at the stats here real quick. Kind of unofficial and makeshift stats. I'm not used to keeping them, so just bear with me. Jordan Brock came in right off the bench and got his first foul. Cade Schnicker had two fouls in the first half and only scored 2 points of the 25. Justin Wallace, 9 of the 25 points, no fouls. Camden Cowger has one three there in the second quarter. And Marty Schmittler leading the Lions with 11. Only 4 fouls from the Lions in the first half so far from Jordan Brock, Cade Schnicker with 2, and Andrew Rochermal with 1. Now to take a look at the Saluki stats here. Parker Havel leading the way with 12 points, 2 of those by threes. Connor McKinney with only 3 points on the night, his 3-pointer from the corner. Nathan Worth with 2 points there in the second quarter. Drew Moore with only 2 points in the first half, coming off of free throws. And Drake Allen with 6 points in the first half. Salukis had 4 fouls as well in the first half, coming from Parker Havel, Nathan Worth, and 2 from Drew Moore, who sat down late in the second quarter. Coming in for him was Cameron Ray. But so far, it's been a back-and-forth game here, a lot of lead changes, and Salukis have just been staying with it, kind of keeping ahead, but it's been good back-and-forth. Defense and offense has been very well, and not much I can say. I mean, Salukis are trying their best to shut Marty Schmittler, Andrew Rochermal, and Hunter Mabry down in the paint, but along with Justin Wallace, but it's just a little hard size-wise. The tallest Saluki is Nathan Worth. He stands at 6'6", and you got Connor McKinney down in the paint guarding him. You got Drew Moore, and Connor's only 5'10", and Drew's 5'11", and then you got Parker Havel. He's stepping in there trying to guard, and he stands at 6'1", but, I mean, it's kind of hard whenever you're going up against a 6'2", a 6'3", a 6', and a 6'5" kid. And they got quite a bit of weight on just about all the Salukis. So, I mean, it's going to be a little bit tougher. And, I mean, it's been a good first half for what the score is. Salukis holding them down, getting multiple steals, and not too many three-pointers have been hit here in this game. Looks like the Lions have only hit 3 3-pointers, and Salukis have only hit 3 3-pointers. So, I mean, they're probably about 3 of 10 or so, and Salukis probably about 3 of 8 maybe. So not too bad. Again, those are obviously unofficial stats because I'm not used to keeping stats here, just used to talking. But halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bope's Pizza. Still here at halftime, both teams in the locker room, all tied up here at 25. We'll send it back for commercial break and be right back with more halftime stats. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
This is Ernie Rolls with Scott's Drugs in the beautiful downtown Bridgeport, Illinois. I want to thank Bridgeport and all of Lawrence County for the business over the last 33 years. Sue and I will permanently stop operation and transfer all prescription records to CVS Pharmacy. This is due to a fruitless 4-year search for an independent buyer, decreasing reimbursements from third-party payers, increased paperwork by the government and third-party payers, ongoing and new chronic health problems for myself, as well as a desire to travel more. It is with a heavy heart that we take this step. We will miss the many friends and customers that we have had the privilege to serve over the last 33 years. You all have our undying gratitude. Again, thank you, Ernie and Sue Rolls, Scott's Healthmart Pharmacy.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Halftime show is brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Both teams are back out on the floor looking into the second half. Salukis need to try and get a little bit better of a cushion here, kind of pull away. So look for him to keep trying to drive against Marty Schmittler, Justin Wallace, and Hunter Mabry, and just try to draw fouls and get those guys to foul out. But not too many fouls in the first half, 4 for each team. And the size is just what's killing the Red Hill Salukis. You got Justin Wallace at 6'5", Marty Schmittler at 6'2", and Hunter Mabry, he's a good-sized kid at 6 foot. But, I mean, they're just manhandling the Salukis in the paint. So Salukis going to have to kind of they were doing pretty good against that with that 1-3-1 kind of shut, confusing the lines a little bit, that kind of throwing them off their game. But Salukis, they've been throwing up a lot more shots around the 3-point line, and they kind of need to try and stick to driving the lane. But it's hard to do with bigger guys like Schmittler down there, and it's just not as easy size-wise. But it's going to be an interesting first half. If it goes anything like the first half, it'll be back and forth with a lot of lead changes. 25 all here at halftime as time is winding down. Looks like the Salukis are going to go with their starters here in the third quarter. Parker Havel, Connor McKinney, Nathan Worth, Drew Moore, and Drake Allen. And I believe the Lions will do the same. Cade Schnicker, Justin Wallace, Camden Cowger, Marty Schmittler, and it looks like Rochermill will come back out instead of Mabry. Lions start out the third quarter with the basketball. Cowger hands it off to Wallace. Wallace goes left side to Schnicker. Schnicker goes right cross court to Wallace. Wallace down low to Schmittler. No good on the shot as Rochermill went up for the rebound and goes out of bounds. It will be Saluki basketball. Quick turnover there by the Lions. 7:45 to go here in the third quarter. McKinney brings it across the timeline. Lions in a man-to-man defense. Moore, cross-court pass to Allen. Allen drives the lane against Schmittler, bodying him. McKinney passes off, swings it to Havel. Havel, cross-court pass to Moore. Moore, cross-court to Allen. Allen's going to drive the lane. Gets a little bit, wide open, no good. Blocked there by Rochamill. Stayed on his feet, used his body to kind of block Allen, and just slapped it out of bounds. McKinney will inbound just to the left, right of their basket. Gets it into Havel. Moore with it now on the left wing. Gets it up top to Havel again. Guarded there by Schnicker. Drives the lane. Passes off to Wirth. Saves it from going out of bounds. Passes off to Moore. Moore's going to drive the lane. Goes up. No good. Block shot. And Calgar chases down the ball. Gets control. Brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Schnicker. Schnicker. Guarded by Havel. Gets it up top. Swings it around to Wallace, who pulls up for three. No good. Havel stretches up for the rebound. Ball loose. Schmittler picks it up. Goes to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Wirth pulls it down. Outlets there to Moore. Moore quickly getting it up the floor. Hands it off to Havel. Havel's going to pull up for three. No good. Schmittler chases down the rebound. Outlets to Calgar. 6:35 to go. Still tied at 25. Wallace with it on the left wing. Gets it up top to Calgar out near the timeline. Calgar looking around, gets it right side to Wallace. Wallace back over to Schmittler. Schmittler swings it to Calgar. Calgar on the left wing, gets it up top to Schnicker. Schnicker drives the lane, passes it off to Wallace. Wallace goes up strong, no good. And Rochamill tried to go on the put back, and a foul will be called. Rotrammel will be at the line. Foul goes against number 10, Parker Havel. He picks up his second foul, first of this half. Rotrammel, first free throw, got it to fall. Took a couple bounces around the rim. Got it to go. That is his first points of the game. Coming off a free throw, and the first time for the Lions at the free throw line. Missed the second one. Havel gets the rebound, quickly getting it up court to McKinney in the corner. Passes off to Moore. Moore up top to Allen, swings it to Havel. Havel dumps it down low to Wirth. Wirth working around Rotrammel. Missed the shot, no good. Wallace gets the rebound, outlets to Calgar. Calgar gets it across the timeline, guarded by McKinney. Drives left side, holds up, bringing it back out. Going to reset the offense. Passes off to Schmittler. Schmittler gets it back to Calgar. Calgar passes off to Schnicker, flashing through. Pump faked and is going to dribble off. Pull up from way downtown. No good. Rotrammel gets the rebound. Going to back it back out. Get it out to Calgar. Calgar into the corner to Schnicker. Pump fakes. Dribbles. Puts it up three. Got it to fall. Cage Schnicker with his first three and first points of the second half. Puts him up 29-25. 4-point lead with 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. Havel passes off. Moore with it now. Dribbles right side down the lane. Puts it up. No good. Foul on the floor. Foul goes against number 30. That's Camden Calgar. His first. Team's first of the half. Be Saluki basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Havel looking to get it in. Gets it into Allen right up underneath the basket. Up and in for two. Drake Allen cuts the lead back to two, 29-27 in favor of the Lions. Schnicker down low to Wallace. Wallace drives baseline, passes out into the hands of McKinney with the steal. McKinney getting it up the floor, down low to Havel. Havel jump stops, baseline, stopped there by Schnicker, stolen away by Wallace as he was trying to go up for a shot. Schnicker with it now on the right wing, almost poked away there by Moore into the hands of McKinney. With the steal again, going coast to coast. No good on the shot. McKinney will go to the line to shoot two free throws. His first time at the line tonight. Foul goes against number 30, Camden Calgar. He picks up his second foul. Second team foul of the half. Connor McKinney at the line, shooting free throws. First one, got it to fall. His first time at the line. Checking in for Calgar as he takes the seat is number 22. That is Eli Berger. 4:29 to go here in the third quarter. 29-28 in favor of the Lions. All tied up now. 29 as McKinney makes his second free throw. Sorry, Calgar did not check out. That was Schmittler checked out. Calgar still in the game. Passes off to Berger. Berger bringing it back up top. Pass off to Calgar as it was tipped away there by McKinney. Right side to Schnicker. Schnicker guarded by Havel. Up top to Wallace. Wallace down low to Rotrammel. Rotrammel goes up strong and is fouled on his way up. He will go to the line to shoot two more. Foul goes against number 40, Drake Allen. That is his first foul. Team second. Rotrammel at the line shooting two, looking to extend that lead back out to two. Tonight's game brought to you by Larry Boob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, and Cunningham Young Funeral Home. Rotrammel makes that his first free throw. He's got another shot. 4:06 to go. 30-29 in favor of the Lions. Rotrammel at the line. Second one goes up. No good. Nathan Worth stretches up, pulls it down. Outlets to Connor McKinney. McKinney brings it up the floor across the timeline. Goes inside to Allen. Allen looking for more. Nobody open. Hands it back off to McKinney. Drives right side. Backs it back out. Gets it up top to Moore. Moore pump fakes. Guarded there by Calgar. Drives the lane. Puts up a floater. No good. Runs into traffic. Worth flying in for the rebound. Put back. No good. But fouled on his way up. Worth will go to the line for his first shot at free throws of the night. Foul goes against number 24, Justin Wallace. His first foul, team's third. 3:41 to go. Worst first free throw, got it to fall. Worst first time at the line tonight. First one goes. Checking back into the game, Marty Schmittler as Eli Berger takes a seat. Berger takes a seat. Schmittler went down to the lower block as Rotrammel was coming back up top to take Berger's spot in the lane. Worth second one, no good, off the rim. Schmittler pulls it down. Calgar gets it up court. Wallace in the corner, throws it away into the hands of Connor McKinney. Connor 2-on-2 with Moore, loses it into the hands of Schmittler. Outlets there to Schnicker. Schnicker gets it up the floor. Going up against Worth, throws it up off the glass from 3 foot out. Schnicker with 5 points so far here in the third quarter. 3:15 to go. Moore pulls up for, they're calling it two. They're saying he was on the line. Looked like it was good from way downtown, but they're calling it two. 32 all here in the third quarter with 3:02 to go. As Rotrammel throws it out of bounds, it was off the hands. Last touch by the Salukis. It will stay line basketball. Wallace inbounds it to a Schmittler up top to Calgar. Calgar hands it, passes off to Schnicker. He's going to back it back out. Dribbling out near Havel. Throws it down low to Wallace, who spins into the lane up and good. Wallace with his first points of the half. Havel getting it up the court quickly. Hands it off to Moore. Moore directing some traffic. Going to reset the offense. Dribbling right side is going to hand it off to McKinney. Little three-man weave action. Pat tried to throw it to Havel, but stolen away there by Schnicker going coast-to-coast. Up and in for two. 36-32. Lions pulling away a little bit. Allen driving the baseline. Throws it up. No good, but a foul called. He will go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against number 42, Marty Schmittler, his first. Team's fourth of the half. 2:19 to go. Lions lead at 36-32. Allen at the line, shooting two. First one, got it to fall. Drake Allen's first time at the free throw line tonight. Tonight's game brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop. And Allen makes the second one, hit them both. Calgar will bring the ball at the floor with 2:15 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lions lead at 36-34. Saluki staying within two here. Wallace on the right wing. Passes back to Schmittler. Schmittler dribbling right side. Hands it off to Wallace. Wallace back up top to Rotrammel. Rotrammel looking inside. Passes back to Wallace. Wallace up top to Schnicker. Dribbles right side. Goes behind the back. Tried to throw it. No looker, but almost lost it. Back to Schnicker. Schnicker dribbles around, passes back to Calgar. Calgar goes right side to Wallace. Almost threw it out of bounds. A couple fans flinching over there. Rotrammel with it out near the midcourt now. Allen stepping up, putting on some pressure. Passes off to Calgar. Come up and help him out. Calgar calling in the offense. Passes left side to Schnicker. Schnicker pump fakes, guarded by Havel. Looking to go right side. Havel poked it away into the backcourt. Schnicker tracked it down. Goes behind the back again. Loses control, and Havel called for the foul. Havel picks up his third foul. Team's third. It will be Lion basketball out of bounds in front of their own bench. Calgar gets it into Wallace. Hands it back to Calgar. Brings it back out near the volleyball line. Calls in the offense. Goes right side to Schnicker. Down low to Schmittler. Working against Moore. Throws it up and off the glass. Marty Schmittler with his first points of the quarter. Havel brings it across the timeline. Just a minute of play left here in the third quarter. Moore wide open for three. No good off the mark. Schnicker gets the rebound. Brings it up the court across the timeline, guarded by Havel. Goes cross-court pass to Calgar. Calgar holds up, gets it right side to Schmittler. Schmittler up top for Rotrammel. Rotrammel gets it left wing to Calgar, back up top to Wallace. Wallace, looks like the line's running out a little bit of clock. Schmittler spins into the lane, throws it up from five, got it to go. Marty Schmittler with back-to-back field goals. 18 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Drew Moore dribbling out near midcourt, running a little bit of clock here. 10 seconds to go. Content with running some more. Starts making his move with six. Dribbles into the lane. Down low to Allen. Baseline up and in off the glass. Schnicker pulls up from three-quarter court. Almost made it as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lions go into the final quarter of action, up 40-36 over the Salukis. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Hi, this is Nathan Utley, Ag Lending Officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion. National FFA Week is February 17th through the 24th. We couldn't be more proud of the leadership, growth, and success in the agricultural projects and community service that our FFA members provide. Our future looks bright with these agricultural leaders of tomorrow. Please join Citizens National Bank in recognizing and congratulating our area FFA chapters.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Hold those fours nice and high. Salukis go into the fourth quarter of action on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Down by four, 40-36 to the Lions. But they start out the fourth quarter of action with the basketball. Score update from the Lawrenceville game. They are playing at Carmi. They are leading 23-19 at the half. Drew Moore dribbles right side, passes down low to Allen, and he is called for travel. It will be a quick turnover. 8 seconds gone from the clock. It will be Lion basketball. Referee's holding up play here as Schnicker is tying his shoe down there. Came untied. Gets the inbound. Passes it back to Calgar. Calgar gets it across timeline. Saluki's in a 1-3-1 zone. Back and forth. Calgar and Schnicker trying to spread it out a little bit. Inside to Rotrammel. Schmittler. Cross-court pass to Schnicker. Pulls up from way downtown. No good. Moore stretches up, gets the rebound, going 3-on-1, goes right to the basket, puts it up, no good. Rotrammel stretches over Havel, gets the rebound, passes out to Schnicker. Schnicker gets it into the corner to Wallace, down low to Schmittler. Schmittler trying to reverse it there. Wallace stretches up over Worth, gets the rebound and the putback. Havel, a little frustrated down there, bringing the ball up the floor. 42-36 with 7:05 to go. Moore with it now on the right side, dribbling inside, and foul called. Foul will go against number 30, Camden Calgar. He picks up his third foul, team's fifth. McKinney takes the ball out of bounds. Gets it into Moore. Pulls up just inside the three-point line. No good. Wallace pulls down the rebound. Hands it off to Schnicker. Schnicker brings the ball across the timeline. Passes it into the corner to Wallace. Wallace inside to Rotrammel. Rotrammel working against Havel. Back out to Wallace. Cross-court pass to Calgar. Quick pass down low to Schmittler. Schmittler gets it back up top. Calgar back to Schmittler. Back and forth. Good ball movement by the Lions. Down low to Wallace. Wallace dribbles up top to Calgar. Into the corner to Schmittler. Schmittler bringing it back up. Going to hand it off to Schnicker. Going to reset the offense. Salukis getting the Lions frustrated a little bit. Salukis down by 6, 42-36. Schnicker to Schmittler. Cross court to Calgar. Calgar looking inside. Almost tipped there by Havel. Schnicker into the corner to Schmittler. Schmittler is going to pull up for three and buries it. Marty Schmittler for three. And timeout called by the Lions. Full timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Lions lead at 45-36. Back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Need to see a cardiologist but don't want to travel out of town? Carl Richland Memorial Hospital offers full-time cardiology services with Dr. Raymond Fisher of the Carl Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Fisher is available to see patients for an array of cardiac issues and can complete several diagnostic tests in-house. If you are in need of a cardiologist and don't want to travel far for appointments, call Dr. Fisher at 618-392-1139 to see how he can help you.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Just before the timeout called, Marty Schmittler pulled up from three-point range and buried a three. 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Havel passes off to Allen, and speaking of Schmittler, he picks up his second foul, reaching in there against Allen, team sixth. Saluki basketball out of bounds. Allen will take it out. Passes it into Havel in the backcourt, brings it across the timeline. Lions still in a man-to-man defense. Goes left side to McKinney. Pulls up for three. No good. Moore tracks down the rebound. He's going to pull up two. Wide open. In and out. No good. Schmittler gets the rebound. Going to bring it up himself. Saluki's putting on a little pressure. Stops just before the timeline. Passes back to Schnicker. Schnicker gets it across the timeline just before count's over. Goes right down the lane. No good on the shot. Allen gets the rebound. Going to bring it up himself. Right down the middle, hands it off to Worth. Worth over to Moore, down low to Allen, goes baseline, puts it up, no good, and a foul called. Allen will go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against number 24, Justin Wallace. He picks up his second foul, team seventh. Allen at the line, shooting two. Allen has made two free throws already, two for two, make it three for three. Made his first one there. 45-37 in favor of the Lions with 5:17 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Allen getting ready to shoot his second one. On its way, no good. Schmittler gets the rebound. Passes to Calgar. Calgar up court to Wallace. Wallace held up, gets it off to Schmittler. Schmittler guarded there by Moore. Saluki's in a man-to-man defense now. Calgar out near midcourt, passes right side to Rotrammel. Goes down low to Schmittler, puts it up from 5 foot, no good. Ball tipped around. Last touch by the Lions. It will be Saluki basketball. 4:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Saluki's down 45-37. Moore will bring the ball up the floor. Gets it across the timeline quickly. Right side to Worth. Worth back to Moore. Directing some traffic inside there. Gets a screen from Worth. Dribbles right side. He sees Lang. Takes it. No good. Worth on the putback. No good. Calgar gets the rebound, passes up to Schnicker. Over to Wallace, puts it up and in off the glass. Wallace on the fast break there. 10-point lead, biggest lead of the night so far, 47-37. Moore at the top of the key. Passes right side to Wirth. Wirth up top to Havel, flashing around. Havel held up there, and a foul will be called. Foul will go against number 24, Justin Wallace. Picks up his third foul, and Havel will go to the line to shoot 1-1. 8 fouls against the Lions. 4:21 to go here in the game. Slukie's down by 10, 47-37. Havel at the line shooting bonus. First one, no good. Wallace stretches up, tips it in the hands of Schmittler. Schnicker will bring it up the floor. Gets it, Calgar gets it across to Schnicker. Schnicker driving inside the lane and a foul called. That foul will go against Red Hill Salukis number 14, Connor McKinney. Picks up his first foul, team's fourth. Wallace will inbound in front of their own bench. Gets it into Calgar. Calgar guarded by McKinney. Gets to the left side to Schmittler. Throwing it away. Allen picks it up. 2-on-2. Running down the floor. And a foul will be called. Allen will go to the line to shoot bonus. Foul goes against number 30. Camden Calgar. He picks up his fourth foul. Team's ninth. Calgar got to be careful playing with four fouls out there. Allen at the line shooting 1-1. First one, no good. Wirth stretches up, gets the rebound, put back. No good, ball tipped away. Allen gets it in the backcourt. Saved by McKinney. Picks it up, cross-court pass to Allen. Allen driving inside the lane, passes off to McKinney. McKinney drives the lane, puts up a floater, got it to fall. McKinney with his first field goal of the half. Full-court press put on. Schnicker breaks it, gets it across the timeline. Backs it back out. Gets it off to Calgar. McKinney putting on some heavy pressure. Double team now. Stolen away by Nathan Wirth. Wide open. Goes up. Up and in off the glass. It looked like he was slowing down to try and slam it home, but he's going to take the easy two. 47-41 with 3:10 to go. Calgar trying to beat the full court press. Havel tipped it, but Wallace gets control of it. Schmittler, cross court pass. Bringing it back up top. Going to dribble off some clock. Double team. Passes off to Calgar. Calgar gets it down low. Almost. Havel got a hand on it. Down low to Wallace. Wallace up. No good. And Wirth will be called for the foul. Wirth picks up his second one. Team's fifth with 2:49 to go. 47-41. Wallace will go to the line to shoot two here. Looks like there's a little sweat on the ball, so they're going to dry it off real quick before he takes a shot. Nathan Wirth picking up his second foul. Wallace at the line to shoot two. Looking to extend it to an 8-point lead. Wallace's first one got it to fall. Tonight's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sip It Sweet Teas. And Wallace makes the second one. 2-for-2 that go around. Moore gets it up court quickly to McKinney. Back to Moore. Drives the lane. No good. Stolen away right out of his hands by Rotrammel. Passes off to Calgar. Schnicker gets it across court to Schmittler. Schmittler drives right side baseline. Backs it back out. Rotrammel gets it to Calgar. Calgar dribbling around. And last touch by Havel as it goes out of bounds. Poked it away with 2:30 to go here in the game. 49-41 in favor of the Lions. Wallace inbounding in front of their own bench. Gets it into Calgar, and Wirth called for a foul. Picks up his third one. Team sixth. So a little do-over here. Schmittler will inbound the ball this time. Looking for somebody open. Slukey's putting on pressure. Gets it into Calgar in the backcourt. Cross court to Wallace. Wallace out near midcourt, passed off to Schmittler. Schmittler over to Schnicker, looking to run some clock here. Schnicker double-teamed and fouled. Foul will go against number 10, Parker Havel. He picks up his fourth foul, team seventh, and Schnicker will be at the line shooting bonus. It is Cade Schnicker's first time at the line tonight. Lions not been at the line too many times, missed it. Schmittler gets the rebound. Put back, no good. Moore picks it up, gets the rebound. Goes coast to coast, puts it up off the glass. No good. Rotrammel gets the rebound. Outlet to Schmittler. Passed off to Calgar. Full court press put on. Cross court pass to Schnicker. Gets it across timeline to Schmittler. 2 minutes to go. Schnicker out near the volleyball line. Passes off to Calgar. Calgar into the corner to Wallace. Wallace up top to Schmittler. Lions moving the ball around quickly. Keeping it out of the hands of the Salukis. Down low to Wallace. Wallace puts it up and in off the glass. 51-41, 10-point lead by the Lions. Moore pulls up just inside the three-point line, got it to fall. And a quick timeout called by Coach Havel. We'll take one, too. Timeouts brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 1:34 to go. Lions lead at 51-43. Back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, coming out of the timeout. Drew Moore hit it just before. Havel called a timeout. Lions have the basketball, get it into Calgar. Full court pressure put on. Wallace beats it, though, gets it across the timeline. Trapped there, gets it off to Schmittler, down low to Schnicker. Schnicker goes down low to Rotrammel. Rotrammel up and in for two. Rotrammel with his first field goal of the night. Moore gets it across court to McKinney. Pulls up for three. Buries it. Connor McKinney with another three. Ball inbounded to Wallace. Full court pressure. Schmittler gets it. Stolen away by Drew Moore. Down low to Worth. Worth no good on the shot. Ball tipped away. Rotrammel picks it up. And a timeout called by Coach Gerlich. It's a 30. We'll take one, too. Just under a minute of play left to go. 53-46 in favor of the Lions. Back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some pop, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Score update from the Lawrenceville-Carmike game. Lawrenceville leads Carmike-White County 37-32 at the end of three. Coming out of the timeout, Lions have the basketball up 53-46. Ball inbounded to Wallace. Wallace trying to work against this full court press. Throws it out of bounds in front of the Saluki bench. And quick turnover there. It will be Saluki basketball. 51 seconds to go. Saluki's down by seven. Allen will inbound, gets it into Moore. Moore, cross court to McKinney. He's going to pull up for three. Got it to fall. Timeout called by Coach Ryan Havel. We'll take a 30. We're back in 30 seconds. Salukis pull within four. 53-49, back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rutgers Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at Linda Oxby Gymnasium. Just before the timeout call, Connor McKinney buries his back-to-back three-pointer. Bulls within four now, 53-49 in favor of the Lions with 46 seconds to go. Saluki's not going away without a fight, putting on the full court press. They've got the Lions figured out, it seems like. Shutting them down on all aspects. Double teaming Cade Schnicker out there. Haviland Moore on him. Schmittler gets it in to Cowger. Cowger up to Wallace. Wallace just before the timeline. Cross court pass to Schnicker. Schnicker gets it over to Cowger. Cowger over to Wallace. Wallace down low to Rotrammel. Rotrammel is fouled as Havel was hollering at somebody. 33.3 seconds to go. Foul goes against number 40, Drake Allen. His second foul, team's eighth. Rotrammel at the line, shooting 1-1. First one, got it to fall. Got the bounce in off the rim. He earns the second, 1-1 bonus. Referee's waiting on the line to get up there in the paint. Rotrammel getting set to shoot his second one. 33.3 seconds to go. 54-49. Second one is good. Andrew Rotrammel hit them both. Moore looking to get it inbound. Schnicker putting on a little pressure. Havel gets it up the court quickly. Drives lane. Puts up a shot and fouled on his way up. And I believe Cade Schnicker will be called for that foul. Picks up his third. Team's 10th of the night. Havel at the line shooting two. First one on the way. Got it to fall. Gets two here. 28.8 seconds to go. 55-50. Havel's second one. Got it to go. Hit them both. Pulls within four now. Two possession game. Rotrammel gets it up court. Stolen away by Moore. Passes off to Havel. Havel brings it up. Pulls up for three. Just short. Into the hands of Wallace. And a foul called. Timeout called by the referee. Schnicker was on the ground. Moore stole it away. Passed it off to Havel and came down on top of Schnicker. 55-51 with 18.7 seconds to go. And it's going to be line basketball. Got the full court to go. Saluki's put on full court pressure. And Schmittler will inbound it. Schmittler hands it off to Cowger. Cowger is quickly fouled by McKinney. McKinney will pick up his second foul. Team's ninth. So Cowger will take the long walk to the other side of the floor and shoot bonus. Only gets 1-1 here. Only 9 team fouls for the Salukis. 17.3 seconds to go. 55-51 in favor of the Lions on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Cowger at the line. Shooting 1-1. Got to hit the first, earn the second. Taking his time. First one on the way. No good. Schmittler gets the rebound. Passes out to Schnicker. And Havel will foul him. Picks up his fifth foul. And Havel will foul out of the game with 14 seconds to go. Ray will check in for him. Parker not happy about the way the game's been going. He sits down. Coach Havel not happy either. 55-51. Salukis have hung with the Lions the whole game. Referee down there drying up some sweat off the floor, it looks like. Got it all taken care of. Time to shoot double bonus here. That was the Salukis' 10th team foul. Cade Schnicker at the line shooting two. He has already hit. He missed his free throw earlier as he missed that one as well. Schnicker 0-2 at the line so far tonight. 14 seconds to go. Saluki's down by 4. 2 possession game. Schnicker at the line gets 2 of them. Second one on its way. Got it to go. 1-for-3 so far, all in the fourth quarter. McKinney gets it up court quickly, drives the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Schmittler gets the rebound and quickly fouled by Drew Moore. Moore will pick up his third as Schmittler will go to the other end and shoot two. 6.8 seconds to go. Saluki's down by 5, 56-51. Schmittler at the line shooting two. It is his first time at the line tonight. Schmidtler's first free throw on its way. Got it to fall. Nothing but net there. Schmidtler gets a second one. Taking his time. 57-51. 6.8 seconds to go. Hit the second one. 2 of 2 at the line. McKinney gets it inbound to Moore. Moore gets it down the floor. He's going to pull it for 3. No good. Ball tipped around into the hands of Schnicker as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lions win it 58-51 over the Salukis. We'll take a quick commercial break and be right back with post-game stats and player of the game and words from Coach Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
We love our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend. The Legend. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. A DLC media station.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can cover.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the addition of a certified nurse midwife to our medical staff. Stephanie Gordon has been a midwife since 2015 and is excited to begin taking care of patients in the Richland and surrounding areas. Stephanie can care for women during all stages of life, including birth control management, prenatal and postnatal care, hormone replacement therapy, and regular well women exams. To make an appointment with Stephanie, call the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Attention, Lazy 8 Body Shop, interrupting for an important announcement. In the event of a collision, it is important to remember that your insurance provider does not own your vehicle. Don't let them choose a shop to do the work on your car. It's your choice. Choose a shop that has your best interest in mind. Lazy 8 Body Shop, Route 50, west of Sumner. Google us. Yes, I said Google Lazy 8 Body Shop, Sumner. It's your car and your choice. Lazy 8 Body Shop. Quality leaves no regrets.
Well, the Dobson deal is a bad deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as the Salukis fall to the Edwards County Lions, 57-51. It was a good game all the way, but Saluki's just coming up short. It was back and forth there in the first half as they ended at halftime, 25 all tied up. They ended the first quarter, I believe it was 12-12, and, I mean, the scoring just went back and forth the whole game, and coming out of the gate, the Lions kind of got up on the board first, and then Salukis came back and started, kind of got a lead there for a little bit. I believe it was like 3 or 4 point lead and started to slowly fade away a little bit. And Lions just got up about midway through the third quarter and just started pulling away from there. And Salukis got within a couple there in a every once in a while, but got down by 10 and cut that lead back to about 2 and just couldn't hang on to it and finish their shots. And I mean, they drove the lane very well and they got some good fast breaks, but were unable to finish on the layup. Looking at the scoring here tonight, Cade Schnicker had 10 on the night, most of that coming in the third quarter. Justin Wallace with 19 had 1-3 there in the first quarter. Camden Calger with 3 points, he had 1-3 and that came in the second quarter. and leading scorer for the Edwards County Lions, Marty Schmittler with 20 on the night, and Andrew Rochermel with 6, all coming in the second half. Leading scorer there again for the Lions is Marty Schmittler. Now taking a look at the Red Hill Salukis, Parker Havel leading the way with 14. He fouled out there towards the end of the fourth quarter. Hard playing all night. Connor McKinney with 13 had 3 threes on the night, only 3 points in the first half. Nathan Worth with 5, all coming 3 of those in the second half and 2 in the second quarter. 6 points for Drew Moore. He had 4 in the second half and 2 free throws in the second quarter. Also scoring, Drake Allen with 13. Most of that coming in the second half as well. Only one player fouling out tonight. That was Parker Havel. Multiple players there in foul trouble as the Edwards County Lions go to 500, 13-13. Salukis fall to 20-9 on the year so far. One game left for the Salukis. This Friday, they will play at Flora against the Flora Wolves. They have played them, I believe, at least once so far this year, and I don't really remember how that turned out, but it should be a good game as well. I'll go ahead and do the player of the game, brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford, for tough player of the game. Kind of a tough decision, but all the Salukis played hard. Only one person coming off the bench that didn't score was Cameron Ray, but I'm going to have to give it to Parker Havel, the leading scorer with 14 points. Even though he fouled out of the game, he played hard every second of the game and just put it all out there and left it all out there on the floor against a pretty tough Edwards County Lions team. I mean, size-wise, the Salukis were down on that. I mean, it was just no competition down in the paint. The Marty Schmittler and Jordan Wallace and Andrew Rochermel were just manhandling the Salukis, using their body weight to push them around and do whatever they want with them, and they were just taking the ball right out of their hands every second they got. Whenever Drew Moore or Connor McKinney would drive the lane, they would just stand straight up and down and rip it right out of their hands. No fouls called on any of that, and I think Coach Havel was very upset about that too. And speaking of Coach Havel, as we wait for him still in the locker room, we'll go ahead and take a commercial break and be right back to hear from him on his thoughts of the game. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Salukis fall to the Edwards County Lions here at Linda Oxby Gymnasium. 57-51 the score. Lions improved to 500, 13-13 on the year so far. Salukis 20-9 as we are still awaiting head coach Brian Havel, Parker Havel. I gave him the player of the game tonight as he well deserved it. He left it all out there on the floor. There's not much more I could say. All these Saluki boys that played did a phenomenal job. Cameron Ray, the only Saluki that came off the bench and did not score, but he did a good job inside there. He got multiple steals and was able to really help the Salukis when they needed it there in the first half as Drew Moore checked out towards the end of the second quarter with two fouls. Coach Havel kind of saving him a little bit, but again, I mean, not too much. Good spread out scoring. It was a team effort. Parker Havel with 14, Connor McKinney with 13, Drake Allen with 13. Drew Moore kind of a low tonight with only 6 points, and Nathan Worth with 5. Score update from the Lawrenceville Carmi game. Lawrenceville wins it 53-43. So Lawrenceville doing a good job over there. By the sound of it, it's going to be a tough game. That third game is going to be tough for regionals as Lawrenceville and Red Hill play for the third time, and it's going to be a dogfight. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson will be on the call for that. And as Coach Brian Havel is making his way up here, it was a good game tonight. Both teams played their hearts out, and it was just a hard fought match all the way. Just kind of hard to do whenever you have a bit of a size difference. As I string the set to Coach Havel, head coach Brian Havel joining me. Coach, it was kind of a tough game. A well hard fought first half there, finished off 25 all, but it size wise it was just a lot different than what we're used to.
Yeah, you know, we for pretty much the whole game we played their game. We never once, I don't think, played any of our style of game, what we prefer, and they got us into their style the whole game. And you know, it was a very disappointing performance from our end. I mean, Albion's, we knew they were going to be tough here. We know they're big, they're thick, and but we did not give or get our best effort tonight. That was very disappointing.
And like you just said, they were manhandling all over the floor, and some good shots were taken here tonight. Connor McKinney had a couple of threes, and Parker was really playing hard tonight as he was taking some good shots down there, really driving in the paint, trying to draw some fouls, but just unfortunately fouled out of the game there at the end.
Yeah, you know, I told the kids after the game, you know, they're physical, but, you know, we didn't push back. And I mean that figuratively. I mean, they were able to knock us around and push us, and we just kind of let them do it tonight. And, you know, that part kind of surprised me because we were quicker than them, and we didn't utilize that. And, you know, even as poorly as we played, we had an opportunity down late. We made a late push, and a few shots go in here and there. It gets, you know, we had an opportunity maybe to tie it up, but a few things didn't fall. And we, you know, offensively, we didn't shoot the ball very well tonight, and, you know, that stuff happens. We traditionally have not, since I've been here, we have not shot the ball well here, so I kind of knew that coming in for what it's worth. And we let that affect us. I thought it affected us, you know, on the defensive end, and we were lethargic from a team standpoint. I mean, we had some individual efforts, but, you know, for us to win, it's got to be a team effort. And, you know, we struggled, and we didn't go to the basket hard. Probably most of our layups, the last step was away, and, you know, the contact got in our head a little bit. And, you know, we just got beat up tonight. We got whipped, basically got taken to the woodshed.
And like you said, Drew Moore held a low 6 points tonight, and usually he's up there in the double figures, but
usually he gets out of that funk, and you know he's due to have a tough offensive game, and he did, and he had good looks, and it just, you know, it just didn't go his way. And not that we like losing, I hate losing, and you know, we got one game left heading to Florida, and then we got regionals. But maybe we needed this. I don't know. And I told the kids, I said, you know, Wednesday, tomorrow we come into practice. You guys are going to show me a lot where your focus is. You know, is it going to be one of those practices we have to ride you, or are you going to come in ready to roll? Because we don't have time at this point in time to be riding your butts in practice. You need to come in ready to go. So I'm kind of looking forward to tomorrow's practice to see where our heads are and where this team's at.
And going into Friday, 20-9, Flora, always a tough team. And
they were, yep.
It's just going to be another dogfight.
Yeah, it will be. You know, it'll probably be their senior night, and they'll want to win going out. And they've been a little up and down, but they've played some teams really tough. So we're going to be ready for that.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for coming up and talking to me.
All right, thanks, bud.
See you Friday.
Thank you.
Head Coach Brian Havel said it all. It is a tough game and just not ready for the physicality. And going into Friday, he'll see what the mindset is of the players. That'll just about do it here for me tonight. Hope I didn't do too bad on that end, but first time for everything. For Bill Schroed keeping me on air back at the studio, I'm Ryan Seed. Stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.